I know not everybody's going to be working today, so we're doing something different this week. We're just looking at individual parts of the Christmas story. Today we're going to look at what happened right after Jesus' birth. When the time came for the purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. Well, I wanted us to look at this story today because Simeon is another person working at Christmas, a bit jokingly, obviously. But he has an important role to play in the Christmas story, even though people wouldn't have thought so. Here's this old man who's hanging around longer than people ever expected, because God has told him he won't die until he sees the Messiah, the anointed one, who was going to be the salvation of Israel. So here, finally, this baby comes to him in unexpected circumstances. He probably was expecting a very different kind of Messiah or Christ. Probably wasn't expecting a harmless little baby. But that's what happened, and when this baby was given to him, he announced that this was the one he'd been waiting for. Well, I just want you to explore today what would help you die happy. For Simeon, it was the salvation of his people. It wasn't just something for him. Was something for others. And so I want you to think about what would help you die a happy person and to explore what it has to do with you and what it has to do with others. Have a great discussion if you're working with others, or have a great time thinking about that one on your own. I'll see you tomorrow.